About Hilchos Shechita, if you have a knife or the stone that was first tolish, and then you put it back into the ground again, then your shechita is a kosher or not. So Rashi says, mashma, that Rabbi did not hear the Gemara before, but before we talk, said it was kosher by the Yevid, then Rebbe. So mashma, Rashi holds that Rabbi did not hear that Gemara before. So if a Rabbi asks this for Shalom, what's going to be the locha? So Mor says, Toshma, come in here. It says, ho yotzur yoytze min akoysel. If you have a sharp stone coming out of the wall, or else you had a reed growing, coming up by itself, someone that makes a shechita with these, one of these two things, shechita asa psula. So the chur hab minir is, what type of tzur is this? This is a stone that was once detached, then you put it back in again. So zilu in your shechita, it's not a psula. Someone says, no, hocha b'mayaskinon b'kaiso moro. We're talking about here right now, this tzur, this stone, is taken out of the cave. Meaning to say, it was always mechuba. And therefore, tak is psula. And they cannot bring a proof of this. Tony, it says, Dumya Dukan Oilam Elef. It says, Dumya, this tsur, this sharp stone, is like a reed growing by itself. So, Shmamina, that just like the reed is still Mechuba growing, Hu Adin, this tsur is also Mechuba. So, Shmamina, we're talking about where it's Mechuba Mikroi, that's where it's possible. But it could be it was first Tolish, then it'll be different. Toshma, come in here. It says, Noitz Sakin Bekoisel. Somebody puts a knife, the handle into the wall, and now the shochet boy takes the animal's neck on top of the knife and moves it back and forth. The shechita kshera, the shechita is kosher. So here you see, even though now you stuck it into the wall, now you mechaber it again. The wall of a house is called mechuber. You see, even though you mechaber it, now you put it in there, but since at the beginning it was tolish, it's kshera. So more said, no, maybe there's no proof. Shani sakin lemevatla. Here it's different. That a sak and a knife, we know you don't leave in the wall. See, if sheet, it's not called kemechuba. There may be a stone or a beam, and you build a house. Since the beam you plan to leave there, maybe once you put it back again into the ground, it's called kemechuba dani. Here, a knife, you for sure do not plan to leave it, in the wall. Therefore, a knife is different. Then the Gemara says here, Toshima. Toshima, it says what? The mechuba lekaker shchitosek shera. It says if you shecht with mechub lekaka, shchitos is kshera. So what do you mean mechub lekaka? Because it has to mean it was tolish, ulesayf chibru. You see clearly it's called kshera. Someone says no, dilma again, maybe perusha kamafarsh, that's explaining it. My mechub lekaka, what do you mean to say something that's attached to the ground now? And if you shecht with it, still is kshera. It could be maybe only sakin, only if you stick a knife now back into the wall. And the other svar is lemavatla. You don't plan to leave the knife there, so that's not considered part of the wall. But maybe a beam or a stone that you plan to leave there, maybe that's worse. So you have no proof. Some amount. What we just said before, no, it's a sakin because if you stick a knife into the wall, v'shochet bo and you shech with this knife, v'shochet bo means you take the animal's head and go back and forth over the knife. So shkitos k'sher. You say now the shkita is kosher, and why? According to everybody, because this is not. Mechuba, of course, is not mevati. Not going to leave it there. Omer Ravon said that Omer Shmuel, name of Shmuel said, Lo Shana. When was this said that the shechita is kosher? Elisha Sakin Lamala, that the knife is on top. V'tzav v'behem lamata, meaning you hold the animal up and you bring it back and forth, but the knife is on top. Then it's a kosher shechita. But the opposite way, if you have this Sakin Lamata on the bottom. The tzava behem lamala on the neck of the animal is above the knife, and you're like bringing the head downwards and moving it back and forth. Then the shechita is psula, because chashini were afraid shema yidrois, like since you're pressing down the animal's neck against the knife, maybe you press it down straight too hard and you make a drosha. A drosha means you stomp, push it down through the knife. You don't go back and forwards. So it's only kosher if the knife is on top, but if the knife is on bottom, then we're afraid shema yidrois. That the Gemara Ayat Vokotoni we learned, Bein Shasakin Lamato, Vitzava Behema Lamala, whether the knife is downwards and the Behema is on top, still it's Kshera. Or the opposite way, Bein Shasakin Lamala, where the knife is on top, Vitzava Behema Lamato, Vitzava the Behema is on bottom. So you learn both ways it's kosher. So how could you say this way it's possible? Omer Rav Zvid said, the Pshat is Vitzdotin Katoni. True, it says both ways, but each one has its own, it decides how are you supposed to learn it. And it's like this. Sakin lamatom, if the knife is on bottom, v'tzav v'behem lamalon, the behem is on top, then betolish, it's only kosher where it's betolish, meaning if the shochet's holding it. If the shochet's holding the knife, then we're not afraid he'll make a drosa. What's going to be sak in lamala, where the knife is above, and the tzava behema lamata, the behema is lamata, then b'mechuvah, then it's even kosher, even if the knife is stuck into the wall. Because in this way, again, it's not mevutal to the wall, therefore it's called katolish. And there's not a chashash drosha, since the animal's neck is on bottom. So this way it's kosher even with tolish mechuvah to the wall. But the opposite way, it's only kosher if you're holding it. Rav Papa says differently. Rav Papa Amar Biufa. No, this bright, it's mashma both ways. It's kasher. It's talking about a knife. The coal is very light. So by a knife, there we're not afraid for Jerusa. We're only afraid if you have an animal, the neck of an animal on top, and pressing it down, then we're afraid you'll dorish, you'll press down too hard. But a bird, we're not afraid. Omer Rav Chizda, Rav Yitzchok, V'yamrlan, some said the Mastis, and Tana Bryce learned like this. Hey, Devon, Nemu, Bekrum, Mishakona. There were five things that were said about a krumi shakana, about a reed. Yeah, 1 second. You know what? First of all, it says, Ein shecht nebo. Mashmel chachilu, you should not shecht with this krumi shakana, with a reed, a sharp reed. Rashi says, the reason all these things is, because when you press them, kishadach noisam kisim and itozin, splinters come off them, and they come out from them, they're shakana. So we'll see. So the five things are, he should not shecht with it, because we're afraid some splinters will get caught inside the neck of the animal. That's a sakana. It's a sakana. Rashi's in a different. Rashi says, "Vegabe shchita doma menak velu lesimonim." Maybe these splinters will make a neck of a hole in the simonim, and therefore be a treifa. Therefore, the chachilu should not shecht with the krum yishashakana. V'yein malam boy don't make a mila. Also, it's a sakana. To make your meal with these things, splinters will come out. V'yemechatchem bombosa, don't slice meat with it. Also, maybe splinters will come out into the meat. V'yemechatchem boshinayim, don't clean out your teeth with them. Also, so splinters may come out from it. V'yemechamchem bo, and you don't clean with it either. Also, Rashi says, v'chen legabi kenuach duma menak lekakisha. You should menak mechamchem means wipe yourself. You go to basic kisei. Shouldn't use these things to wipe yourself also, it may do damage to you there. Splinters may come off and make you bleed. It's not explained. Ain't shecht, the boy telling me what he can shecht with the krum yishokana, with the reed. I, Vatani, we learned before that bakel shechtin, you're allowed to shecht with anything. Bain b'tsur was a sharp knife, a sharp stone. Bain b'schuchis, whether it was glass. Bain b'krum yishokana. It's clearly even with a reed, you are allowed to make a shechita. And they were saying you're not supposed to. Amar Papa says, "Be simunya diagma." It depends. Be simunya diagma vaglows in the swamps. So Rashi says, "The asev hagodo biagme." There's a grass that grows by the swamps or by the water, and that dries up. Chidud, it gets very sharp and it cuts well, and then no splinters come off. So after we say b'krumi shakana, it means this type of a kana. It means that grows a big grass that grows near the swamps, that dries up and comes sharp. There, there's no splinters. So that's from the smuta. Yeah. Then it says, well, v'yei mechatchem babos, you should not cut meat with it. So it says, v'apopo mechatech bo karvei dogim. Where a popo, they'll cut up the inside of the fish. The ziggy, because they're very clear. Rashi is tzludem. It's clear. V'yei michnus bo kismenir, if them splinters go in there, you'll be able to see them. Rabba bar Rav Huna mechatcha ba'ufa. He cut chicken with them. Why? The rochet, because they're very soft. So if you're not afraid, no splinters will come out from them. Then it says, v'mekanchem boy, now to wipe yourself with it. Also, because splinters will come off. But the more typically, mishum dirama, we learned that hamakanech v'dover shosh letters boy. If you wipe yourself with anything that could be burnt by fire, shin of nasharis, is like the teeth fall off, means on the bottom there, it's no good. It's a sakana for you. If so, how could you anyway wipe yourself with this krumi shakana? Amra papa kinuach pimaka karminam. That we say it's a sakana, it's beitrus only the pimaka. And over here, we're not talking about the pimaka. So that halacha, that you can't use something the or is shalot bo, is we're talking about the pimaka. But obviously, b'zman hazeh, we're not regular like this, because we wipe ourselves with paper. And paper is also something that the fire could burn. So today we're not like this. So I call upon a mikra din, it says something that could be burnt in fire, you shouldn't use to wipe the piyamaka at least. So that's a terrorist. Here we're talking about not the piyamaka on the side of it, and even so you shouldn't do it because it's a sakana, some splinters will come off it. Yeah. Now it says the Mishnah, Hakil shechtim lolim shechtim. Anybody could shecht, and he could always shecht. So Moshe says, Hakil, what does that mean, Hakil shechtim? What does that mean to say? Hakil b'shchita. Everything is b'chlal shechtim, is a filo oif, that you have to shecht the knife also. And li'olim shechtim, what does that mean? Man tana, omar rabba, Rabbi Shmuel. Let's go to Rabbi Shmuel. The Tanya will learn like this. But the first Kiddush is, Hakil shechtim is even a chicken. There's a man diyoma that says, an oif does not need shechtim in the raisa. And now Mishnah teaching us know that a knife needs shechita midiraisa. A knife is also bechlal shechita. Then it says, la'ulam shechtim, you always have to shecht. What's li'ulam? So Mora says, Amarabbat Rabbi Shmuel, the Tanya went like this. The Pasuk says, ki yachav Hashem lekechaz gvulcha, kasher dibu lecho, v'yamata oich labosa. And when you come into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem will give you a lot of land, there you'll eat meat. So Rabbi Shmuel went like this, lo'abu akosav alahata lembosa taiva. The Pasuk is going to come and teach us that now they can eat regular meat, even though it's not a korban. Stam a bosa taiva, you have a taiva, desire to eat. She betchila at the beginning in the midbar, nesl and bosa taiva. They weren't allowed to eat bosa taiva. They were only allowed to eat shlomim or kochim, a korban. But mishenich musulot, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, hutel and bosa taiva. Then they were allowed to eat a regular piece of animal, a regular animal, to make a shchita, even though it's not a korban. The yachshiv shegolu. But now that they left Eretz Yisrael, Yochai would have thought to say, Yasali Surai Harishain, maybe she be also to eat meat now, the Kach Shanina, that's why Mishnah says no, Liyolam Shechtim, that even after the Churban Abayis, it did not become back to the east like it was in the Midbar, but he still remained with the Heter without a Shecht. That's the Chiddush in the Mishnah, Liyolam Shechtim, that even according to Rabbi Shmuel, still you allowed a Shecht as man as it. Mask of Lord Rabbi Yosef, Hai Liyolam Shechtim, was Loshna of Liyolam Shechtim, Li'olam shechtim v'yechlim yivoyle. It should have said, Lashin, he always shechtim and let eat. Yikah had to read that you let eat from the meat. That's what it should have said. Not stam li'olam shechtim. The Chiddush is you let eat from the meat. It should have said, Li'olam shechtim v'yechlim yivoyle. V'yodin also, mikor my time is so. What was the reason it was also to eat? In the midbar, mishum dehevei mikar v'lemishkan. Because they were near the Mishkan. So it's very easy to bring korbanos. So they weren't allowed to eat anything, only a korban. When it came into Eretz Yisrael, what's the reason why there was they had to eat any meat with shechita? You don't have to have a korban. They have a merach in the Mishkan. Because they came into Eretz Yisrael, the Klaus moved into whole Eretz Yisrael, and you only had the Beis Mikdash in Yerushalayim. So to only be mat to eat bosa kosher will be hard for everybody. That's the svar where the Torah said, you let eat the bosa taiva. If so, the svar is, for kol shechein hashto, the achikul utfein, avad and avad today, that were far away, Avada should be muta, kishagolu.